Welcome home. We are WNST, AM 1570, Tassel, Baltimore. We are Baltimore Positive. We are positively in Essex, Maryland, where I get treated even better than I do in Dundalk. We're doing the Maryland Crab Cake Tour. I'm calling it the Pizza and the Cheesesteak Tour. Some French fries and gravy as well. All are brought to you by the Maryland Lottery. I do have the Lucky Sevens Doublers for our 27th anniversary, as well as the Press Your Lucks. There will be no whammies as part of this. I am winding down my week. Brett here at Pizza John's has said, yeah, you talk about my pizza. I don't want to talk about my pizza anymore. I want to make the pizza. So it is a Friday afternoon at the end of the day. End of the week, Wendy Bronfine, our returning champion, has made her way from, I say, the other side of town to anywhere west of York Road. People do not know the pleasures of good Essex pizza. You are one of many that said, yeah, I hear about that all the time. But I want to send you home with some pizza for your kids and your hub. And you're going to say, they do things right over here in Essex. But I've already had three people here already extol the virtues of Curio Wellness and Foreign Daughters. So you have customers on the east side of town here as well.
Well, that's lovely to hear. I can extol the virtues, at least, of Pizza John's in that they sell it at the Wine Merchant.
Yes,
and
they do.
I haven't gotten it, but I always see it up on the sign of like, Pizza John's, pick it up here today. So, but I'm going to pick it up at the real spot right now.
Well, they have the shells too. Like even on day 27, when I'm up in Harford County, I love Philly pretzels. And there's a Philly pretzel factory up there. Not a sponsor in any way. They're number 27. I wanted to feature their pretzels because every time I'm in Bel Air, I will drive miles out of my way to get these fresh pretzels because they remind me of leaving a Spectrum in a concert or a ball game
like
or whatever.
Like a hot pretzel?
Hot pretzel, ooh. Yeah. Philly, yeah. They sell Pizza John's, the shell pizzas in their casing too. Wise Markets has Pizza John's. I mean, you can order them around the country and get them sent. But it's nothing like just driving over here. I pulled the cheese off my cheesesteak, and it was all like gooey and provolone. And so I'm very, very happy. And I must say this, reconnected with you this week at BMW. And I always say this about your dad. Your dad's been on the show one time. It was with Gina Schock. And it was this great thing about his passion for doing this. And I really offended him. I showed up at the event. And I said to him, hey, how you doing? How's your summer? Hanging out in Florida? Get anything done? He's like, pal, I'm working every day. I'm working in this company. And I'm like, I just didn't know. Like, I didn't know. And he's like, I'm passionate about this. I know you're passionate, but I thought, you know, golf tournament and this and that. Your dad's working, man. I mean, all of you over there are so frontline about what you're doing that you get so tickled. You were here and Ray Bachman yells, Curio, love you. Robbie Leonard's like, gets me through some nights. And it's like, I said to your dad, I think stigma's down a little bit. Mm-hmm. Even 4 years later at the golf tournament, a little bit.
Definitely. Oh, definitely. Yeah.
Well, I don't know. You don't measure this day to day as to what a cannabis company would be in your vision a decade ago to making it legal, getting grow, getting sites, getting bringing people in, bringing other people in, everything that you've accomplished. And maybe you don't get a pat on the back or you don't ring a bell at the top or your profits are up or down or costs are up or down. But like you really jumped into a space here where I think a lot of us wondered, what's this industry going to be like? Are we going to be able to be in Pizza John's and talk about... I mean, you probably did wonder about that 10 years ago, right?
Yeah, definitely in a different place since like a decade ago for sure. I mean, we could be on the heels of maybe something changing federally if we're very lucky. So I think we have come a long way. I think the majority of people, the data shows, are definitely aligned towards looking at the category differently, particularly when you're thinking about it through its therapeutic lens. Like I know some people here were talking about using it because of conditions they suffered from and stuff like that. And so I think
Ray had cancer last year. So Ray's sitting here eating a whole pizza and I'm just happy he's alive. Give him a hug. I took him to a Styx concert last year. He was about to go into treatment. It was a dark night. You got your bud the night before they're going to the cancer treatment. It's not fun. You sit here and watch him eating pizza, and he's like, hey, man, got some gummy. And I'm like, hey, man, you know, whatever you got to do. But and for my wife 10 years ago, probably changed my mind. And Sanjay Gupta, I always say to you that what was happening with the medicine part of this, and this is where your dad gets involved because the GI, the Crohn's, and the products that you do, it's so on the up and up, it makes it easier for me to talk about medicine and what it's doing for people, because that's really where your jam is from the efficacy part, right? I mean, that's what you're trying to get to the heart of here, that it's not a game and it's not what you thought it might be on the streets in the 80s, and it's certainly not Reefer Madness, but your company specifically has been frontline of what a medicine is.
Yeah, well, you know, we're still not federally legal, and based on the way the state behaves on the topic, we cannot make any sort of claims to what anything can do. But yeah, I mean, we believe that there is a value to this plant, to the human body, and in a way that improves people's quality of life. And that's how, you know, however the patients or consumers who come to the dispensaries define that, like, we're there to provide solutions for it.
Well, in order to prove efficacy, there's a whole process that goes along for you to even have this storefront, have adult use be legal. Speak to the science of it and where we are, because I think that that's clearly the most important thing from a licensing standpoint. All of that is what a claim is and what the research is showing being done. You're on the research end of this, and not everybody is.
Yeah.
Not every dispensary you get in front of, not everybody with a license to grow cannabis in the state is as focused on this part of it as you are.
Yeah, so today in the state, you can, it was written into the law, abilities to do different forms of research and protocols you can follow to do that, which is really great because we've been trying to do that for years. We actually are now able to conduct a study that we've started in partnership with Gastro Health, which is a GI practice here in Maryland, and that is to look at a product that we've developed through a placebo-controlled trial. We have an IRB, which is part of the mechanisms you need to do real research, and so there are patients, Crohn's patients around the state who have elected to participate in this study, and the study's ongoing, so other people can join it through Gastro Health if they want. So basically, the thought process by us and our scientific board was that there may be a blend of cannabinoids delivered in a specific way through a pill that may be able to help address the symptoms related to that. And so we were able to get approval from the state to do this placebo-controlled trial. And so there are patients who have gone through the proper channels with this Gastro Health, the GI practice, to be able to participate in the study. And so when we complete the study, we'll be able to see the analysis and find out the report and the effects and see if, you know, did we prove that there is a formulation that is effective? Was it not effective? Whatever it was. But at least we're able to do it. And I think that's part of the hardest piece, because with the federal-state conflict, it's really hard to research the efficacy. And so you get caught in this place where there's so many anecdotal stories of people whose lives are improved, like even like Ray was talking about when he was dealing with cancer, but there's not the ability to do the research the way that like NIH, Hopkins, Maryland, whomever does in a traditional medicinal space. And so
I always say coming up with a drug called Advil or coming up with Tylenol.
Right.
If
we get this schedule change that is being talked about on the federal level, that will really change the game. You know, it will make it harder, I think, for the state to have attitudes of negativity and stigma towards the topic, even if the citizens of the state voted for it to be legal. And it will make it easier broadly for everyone to do the right kind of research. And we can't myth bust unless we can do, so it's like a chicken and the egg. Like I can't give you the data unless you allow me to do the research the right way. And I can't do the research the right way because I'm sitting under Schedule 1. So you're kind of constantly fighting that.
I think that sums it up. Wendy Bronfine is here. She's with Curio Wellness and Foreign Daughter. We try to educate folks here. That's what we try to do. We're Pizza John's. I'm trying to educate people about cheesesteaks and pizza and good food and all the things that go along with it. The BMW part of this, I want to talk to you about not just your sponsorship, but the involvement and the course. You're familiar with what goes on out of caves and the dig up. I was out there in June for the media day, and I saw they were just bringing scaffolding up that was the shell of literally what was the tent that I sat in as your guest last week, coming up the hill, and to see the transformation of that course. And I had RJ Shepherd on this week from Forest Park as a fan and as somebody who's golfed the course at various points and gone up there, that what happened 4 years ago was such a successful thing that it came back. And I've said, look, a bunch of guys that have the money to have that kind of golf course and improve that kind of golf course, I don't think it did all of that just to put on a television show last weekend. We really showed on and showed out as a community, as Baltimore County, as Baltimore City, as the state of Maryland, all that Wes Moore came down and did. Best golfer in the world came in, hit a memorable shot in the playoff. That just hasn't happened in my lifetime. I've been in sports 35 years here. We had the LPGA here back in the late 80s, the Annika Sorensen. I mean, we're going back almost 40 years ago, that was. 35 years ago, I bet that thing was. And now in this last 4 years, we've had the ability to have a tournament here. And I spoke to my wife about this because she was out of town. And we talked at length on Sunday after I was your guest. And I said she would have loved it because of the outdoor, the walking, the beauty. She likes golf more than I do in a general sense. But she's never had the ability to go to an event. It just hasn't been down the street. She's been to NASCAR because she's from New Hampshire, and they run a race up there, and she went with her sister for years as part of, like, us having gone to the Preakness or something.
Right.
Well, it's here. You know, we get to do it. Not a lot of people have been to a horse race against all odds, right? But going to a golf tournament and walking around and seeing how physical it is on the golfers, what they did to make it a party and a festival, above and beyond your tent, just people walking around and seeing each other, I just thought it was a beautiful thing, and it was a vision of these folks at Caves, your dad being among them, to say, we have a beautiful course, we're in Maryland, we're in Baltimore, we're going to put this damn thing on, and we're not going to do it once, we're going to do it twice, and maybe more. I just, there's not enough of that that goes on. It was just a beautiful thing.
Yeah,
so I just wanted the soliloquy there, Wynn. So I did.
It was great. I mean, yeah, it was definitely leveled up from 4 years ago. And 4 years ago was amazing. But they did make changes to the course the first time they came, and then they invested in the course since that last visit. So it was a fantastic weekend.
Well, yeah, and I think, you know, Bubba, she's coughing. Here, I have a cough button. There you go. Wendy Bronfine is here for Curio Wellness. For I haven't even fed her any pizza and cheesesteak yet. Probably should have gotten a drink to start this whole thing here.
It's the germs from the children in the house.
Oh, don't do that to me now. So I want to get you onto this topic here, and I can bring, get you a drink. But bananas. I have been acquainted with your child, and every time I've seen your boy, and he's five, am I saying that right? Five, about five. Every time I see him, you identify me in his world as a baseball guy. So he now recognizes me, now that he's seen me and we fist bumped over Adley Rutschman and whatnot, that he talks baseball with me. And I saw you before I saw him at BMW, and we're at this golf event, and all you're talking about is the bananas. Robbie Leonard just left. He's got a six-year-old and an eight-year-old. I will freely admit, I did not poop on the bananas on the air. I did not. I just simply said, I don't understand it. And that was like pooping on it. When I said I didn't understand, how do you don't like the bananas? And so my wife and I gave it a little go, and I had a titter and a laugh about nanners, and I've told that story. But like any of you with kids, specifically your boy who loves the Orioles, this was like a religious experience, right? Right up there with our Harlem Globetrotters.
Yeah.
Childhood, right?
Well, he didn't know what to expect at all. And it was pretty funny when it started, because when they called out the lineup, they were like running through all the names, and everybody had like their first name, their last name, with like a nickname in the middle. And then they said their number and their position. And he keeps tapping me, trying to pick up the stats to retain it. And I'm like, you don't have to remember the players. Like, they're not going to the All-Star game.
Well, you have him studying the Orioles, though, right?
I don't know. He like self-chooses to know all the players and their positions and tell me who's on the injured list and whatnot.
Nobody puts him up to this?
No, not at all.
I mean, he reminds me a little of me. I mean, like, I loved baseball that much when I was five that I would talk to anybody who loved baseball about it, and they'd always be amazed by how much I knew. Like, your kid is so down that he showed up at, like, 5 o'clock, and I'm half in the bag. I mean, I'm in the Curio Wellness thing. It was an open bar. I had ginger ale and Captain Morgan. And your son came at me, and I'm high five, and I said, tell me about the bananas. And, yeah, I like to flirt with him, hang out with him a little bit. And he's like, the Orioles won 12-0 today. And I'm thinking to myself, I took an Uber out here. Your mom invited me, your grandfather. I'm out here having fun. We got golf. I didn't even know the Orioles played. But I went on the air that night with Luke to do our segment. And I said to Luke, they won 12-0 today. I never even looked it up because I trusted him. I trusted him.
I've learned to do that too.
I took him, like, every time I've ever talked baseball with him, he just knows what he's talking about. So, like, reminds me of me.
Yeah. I've had a couple instances like that where he's told me something about someone's leaving the team, someone's injured, someone pitched last night, and I'm just like,
it's gospel.
And then I like pull out the phone to just like, where is that right? What's he talking about? And it's like, damn if it isn't right. And I'm like, where do you get this stuff?
Why does he love the Orioles so much? You haven't figured this out?
He's from Baltimore.
Well, the bananas thing. Well, I mean, I know you love the Orioles and all that, but I know you're also not like the stat girl, right? I mean,
no.
He talks more baseball with me than you can.
Yes.
Like,
yes.
Literally, he knows more about the team than you know.
Yes.
Like, I bet if he were here today, he would know that Adley Rutschman's hurt. He would know that Samuel Basayo had a contract.
Well, some of
maybe
it...
Maybe he would even know about contracts at five.
I don't know if he would know about contracts. Some of it is because at preschool, there were teachers who were also Orioles fans. And so then he would talk to them about stuff. And so sometimes he'd get facts that way. But sometimes it could literally be because he hears the sports on the radio, or he watches part of the game, or he just, I don't know.
He's just interested in it.
Yes, and he's a sponge, so like.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, that's what I mean about baseball. So when a kid like that really does take baseball seriously and knows players, and a little kid, 5-year-old kid, when they see bananas, run me through their eyes in this, because you are so excited to tell me about the bananas. I did an hour with Robbie Leonard here. We did Democrats, Republicans, Trump. We did all the serious stuff, legal stuff, city stuff, challenges. But when I got the bananas with him, oh my God, he lit up my kid's banana. I mean, the bananas are this shining thing for a lot of you. I need more happiness in my life beyond a cheesesteak at Pizza John's. When.
So the Monday after they were here, I went to dinner with a bunch of people. My brother was one of them. He said he had watched this like interview on YouTube with the guy who started it, and their whole thing is about the fan experience, which the whole thing made sense after he told me about this, because it is. It is like, I mean, you're just like, you're not just watching a show. You're like in the show. They're out. They're.
You went blind though, right?
Totally
blind.
You
told me the story that somebody, you had done a favor, who had a favor, and somebody had tickets, right? Literally.
Yeah, a friend had tickets and asked us if we wanted to go.
And they went to be really good seats because they had an experience with the bananas. So you get good seats and you showed up. What did you think you were seeing? Like, because I don't know either. When they came to town, I'm like, I sort of know it. I seems like Chippendales. I'm like, the dudes kind of dance. Women kind of like it. Kids kind of like it. It's the Harlem Globetrotters for baseball.
Well,
and that guy takes offense to that, right?
He
doesn't like that particular.
Well, that's what I thought.
Yeah.
I thought it was like, you know, it's sort of gamified in terms of like, it's not the serious rules of baseball. It's their rules of banana ball. And I knew there was like the tricks a la the Globetrotters. So it was just like kind of this more frivolous fun kind of thing. But I didn't know that, like, the continuous music, that, like, there's never, it's like ADD. Like, you're just like, this is happening and that's happening, and people are over there, and then there's a band walking through the stadium, and then half the team comes up the steps in the middle of the game, and like, people are just, it's much, you feel so much closer to it, and they make you so much of a part of it, versus like, okay, everything is inside the diamond and you're in the seats, and maybe a ball comes out there, and maybe as they're moving to the dugout they talk to you. But like,
it's more like Tony's and Tina's wedding.
Yes.
Right?
Yes,
I'm thinking like immersive in
exactly.
That way.
Exactly. Okay. It's 100%. That's a good way to think
okay,
about
well,
it.
Okay, well, I haven't been yet, and I'm now like titillated enough to be like, all right, next year I'll stop at Curio Wellness and Foreign Daughter, and I'll go, and you know, like, and I'll drink it in, and I'll try to maybe go with like somebody whose kids I can see it through their eyes a little, because I'm not a grandparent.
But
you know?
That's the thing.
But
like,
I was a great parent. I took my kid through all sorts of stuff. I'm not anti-frivolous. I just didn't get it. I don't get it even on TV.
I think you have to go in some ways to get it. I haven't watched it on TV. I need to do that now, because I don't think you can understand how many different things. I mean, like, literally when we went out into the concessions to like go to the bathroom and get stuff, there were like banana, what I'll call characters, just in that area doing stuff that, you know, it wouldn't be like, oh, it's the middle of the game and like there's an Oriole just back here talking to people like while they're getting
a
hot dog.
So to a 5-year-old kid, it is very Disney, like you run into the characters, like going through through the fun part.
But like there also was, it's funny because you said, I'm not a grandparent and we wouldn't go have a kid to go with. But like that was the one thing I noticed. There were lots of groups of adults, and I would say there were probably more in like the 60, 70 plus zone, who were just there for the bananas. Like they had the gear, they knew it, they chose to come. They chose to come as a couples. Like they were not bringing grandchildren. They were there because they wanted to see it.
So I keep thinking for them, it's probably a little bit like, what's that, American Ninja Warrior? It's a television, it's like going to the wrestling matches, you know?
It's right, like it's in your town. Yeah.
Yeah, yeah, it's like the roller derby or whatever. They have roller derby names. Like your boy trying to figure out what their names are, they yeah. all have a roller derby name, like literally.
Yeah.
By the way, I found that roller derby's real. I had Emily Keller on, who's a former mayor of Hagerstown. She's the opioid response czar, special secretary, named by Wes Moore.
Wow.
And she's a friend of mine, and had her on last week at Mako. And she told me, my daughter's a roller derby like champion. I'm like, that's a thing in Hagerstown. She just got back from Australia. She's like the number one 17-year-old roller derby defender in the world. And I'm like, I didn't know this, but the Bananas, they have like a league now.
Yeah.
There's more teams getting involved beside the firefighters. So I guess I'll have a chance to see them again. And then when they come back, you're there, right? Like,
oh, I would go again.
Your
yeah.
boy would not.
I don't even know if he would demand it, but I would go back again.
So it was more fun for the parents. Well, that's what Disney World
was
supposed
to be. I think at first, because I think he thinks it's fun now, but I think when he first was there, just like us, he didn't know what to expect. So I think it was confusing because they weren't playing baseball the baseball way. And so then it was like, well, wait, what's like when they do this stunt with like there's no walks. So it's like when it gets to the fourth ball, the player can run as long, the batter can run for as far as they can before every player on the field touches the ball. So they're doing this goofy like doot 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 doot, and like and they normally hold them at first the way they do it.
How do you find all this like, out wait, when you're there?
Oh, they
teach you.
They tell you the 9 rules before the game starts. Yeah.
Okay, they teach you the rules.
Yes.
Okay, all right.
So then it's just like so goofy to watch it, but it's
your
and
Robbie
somebody did
me.
Catch the ball at our game. I mean, when they played the replay, it looked like it was going to fall out from the club seats, but he leaned over like halfway and caught the ball, and everyone went crazy.
Robbie Leonard got a ball. He didn't catch it. He said if we would have caught it in the air, it's an out in the game.
Yeah, I think it's like a nothing but net kind of catch, because like I think even if you like kind of stumble with it, doesn't count. You have it's like a give that fan a contract
kind of, like yeah, Rex Barney kind mm-hmm. of thing. So Robbie was showing me the darkness. And all the kids with their phones out and Coldplay's playing.
Oh, yeah.
He's like, he said it's like a rock concert for kids.
Yes. I mean,
in
it's
a stadium.
Like, it's like a million different things together. I mean, even the Rita's Ice was themed. Like, we ended up with, we got like a, one person got a Bananas and one got a Firefighters because you could get like specialty Rita's Ice that night. I mean, everything was bananified.
I mean, I'm a marketing guy, and you're a marketing gal. You know what I mean? You're a brand officer. I've managed this brand that some people listen to. I have great respect for anybody that can grow something out of nothing. You know what I mean? Like, literally. Yeah, and I love baseball, but I just don't get it. The more I talk to more of you who are enthused about it, the more I would put my fun hat on and, you know, try to think of it in that way.
Well, the funniest part was that ironically I had been in South Carolina the week going into it, and where we were in South Carolina, we flew in and out of Savannah. So when I got to the Savannah airport on Thursday, I saw in like the little gift shop in the thing, I saw the Bananas, like, oh, I should get Mac a shirt because we're going to the game, and then it'll be so special that he comes with something, not knowing that the merch setup is crazy and that every single person would be in Bananas gear. So had I not had that, I feel like he would have shown up and looked like a freak and just like an Orioles shirt at this thing.
We went to Cooper's North on the day after the first night. The Adam Jones was the Friday night. Which night did you go? Friday or Saturday?
I went Friday.
You went Friday. So Saturday we were at Cooper's North in the afternoon watching the real Orioles, and there were just gobs of people coming in wearing Bananas gear. Groups of ladies, like 6 ladies at a table, all older than me, who were just like, this is what they were doing. And I'm like, and they were really enthused about it, really enthused
yes.
about it. Like, we watched on TV last night, we're finally going to a game, we're so lucky to get tickets. And I'm like, Adam Jones is going in the Hall of Fame next week. You'd be lucky to get tickets for that. So Wendy Bronfine is here. We're in Essex. She will be enjoying Pizza John's. We're doing our 27 favorite things to eat. So this is where, and I want to get back to caves, and we'll talk about BMW, but I want to talk about food. Because I had this idea to do crab cakes years ago and build this brand, the Baltimore Positive, and AI even likes me. So all these years in now, I'm trying to come up with a theme in August that gets me driving around a little bit. Like, I go to Mako in Ocean City, so I pick some places over there. I was going to do cream of crab soup and Maryland crab soup. Still might do that next year. People want me to do cheesesteaks, and the guy does the pizza thing. I don't want to do any of that. I don't want to do things already done. So for me this year, when I got to, like, April, I started thinking about, people would ask me where my favorite crab cake is and where do you go to get this or where that. And I'm thinking, there are some places I eat that are not sponsors. I don't, as much as people think I take pictures of everything I eat and put it up, I don't. But there are a couple places I've never given them love. They're small businesses. My favorite place where I get Chinese food, where I get Thai food. I don't put up pictures of that every day. But I thought this month I'm going to do that. You've given me a chance underwriting our 27th anniversary. But this has been a lot of pressure to, like, go backwards through the things that I really wanted to eat, that I really wanted to promote. And my wife's out of town the last 2 weeks, and I text her the other day. I'm like, I'm doing a really terrible job with this thing because I can't eat enough to keep up. And getting the leftovers, like, I went and got Thai food the other night, and 4 days later, I still had Thai food in my refrigerator. I'm like, can I really go get a corned beef sandwich now? Am I really down with a bit beef sandwich? I'm taking half a cheesesteak home, and I still have Chinese in my refrigerator from 2 nights ago. So I just want to say, I'm dilly-dallying, and I'm going to get into September before I get all 27 of these things out. But do you have, like, if I were to say to you, what's your favorite thing to eat, or a couple, three places, or when your sister comes home for a weekend, a place you got to go, or a thing you got to do, because that's kind of where my spirit in this was. Now, I've been coming to Pizza John's. If I met you when we were 19, I was coming here. I've been coming here my whole life. So this is an institution of biblical proportions over here. But to anybody west of York Road, they're like, yeah, I hear it on the radio. Or, you know, it's kind of not like, I don't drive through Essex unless they golf down here at Rocky Point or wherever. You've been here or never been here?
No, I haven't been here.
So this would be one of the places, if I was on a date with you and knew you long enough, we were friends long enough, if you visited me on the east side of town at during a party, whatever, you would have gotten a pizza with me or at some point if you knew me for any length of my life. Because this, if it would have been time to take anybody for pizza, say, get in the car, we'll go to Pizza John's. Essex, we got to drive over there from Dundalk, but we'll get there. So this is, like, authentic to me. I called it number 9 on my list. I have 8 other places I'm going. Not above this or better than this. I'm trying to do them in order. But I really had to labor. And 3 of the top 4 places that are coming next week are not sponsors. 2 of them I have never put a social media post up about in my life.
Have you revealed them? Or are they
not? No. Oh, okay. I'm not going to tell. I'm not saying anything. One of them I have definitely plugged online a few times because it's one of my, I say one of my favorite things. It's actually number 1. So this is coming next week. And then one of them, it's a tried and true place that I've been going for 30 years. Everybody would associate me with this place, but they're not a sponsor. So I've really tried to, like, mix it up, but it's been like, do I like that cookie more than that cake? Do I like that cheesesteak more than that crab cake? Do I like that fried shrimp better than that oyster Rockefeller? These are the kind of,
right.
I'm gaining weight. So what? Where are your place? Do you have a go-to dish, a go-to place? Even like in New York or something. You worked in New York. I mean, like, do you have a thing that you crave, that you Last Supper kind of craving?
Oh, well, that's a different meal entirely. But my brain first, it just defaults to ice cream. So I don't live far from Jupiter's in Mount Washington. And
never been there.
It's like small, just like classic little kind of like ice cream shop. Like walk in, give your order, milkshakes, regular old toppings, all that. And it's it's also Harker Brothers, which I do.
Oh, it's the Harker ice cream.
Yes,
okay.
Which I
wondered. So
yeah,
good. Okay.
And we were talking about Mac. I teased that he's like 60% Harker Brothers and 40% enchiladas, because when I was pregnant with him, I like ate that nonstop. It showed as well. But
Which
and now it makes me think I do love enchiladas at Mary Luna.
This is why I'm just literally trying to get, I'm giving my heartfelt, well thought out 6 months of putting things on, taking things off, going back to places with my wife and eating it and saying, is this worthy? I mean, like, is this not one of the greatest things you've ever had? Like, literally, right. that's where my delineation is on all of this. And that's why I'm taking it, not just because you're sponsoring it. It's got my name on it. But people ask me for recommendations all the time. And I swear to you, if you drive over to Pizza John's and you get something here, it's going to be great.
Yeah.
And I love that part of my sponsors. I feel that way about Foreign Daughter. You know, if you want to be educated about cannabis in the space, this you want to go to the experts. I'm always looking for the next best thing. I mean, I go to New York and get pizza as good as this. I got two or three places in New York that are my New York go-tos, but that's part of wanting to go to New York, and I can only get my pizza, you know, at this place on 28th and Broadway that I go, and I get a little slice of margarita up there, and it's nothing like this pizza at all. Brick Oven Pizza's not like this either. There's a place in Chicago called Pequod's that's more of a Detroit style, more like a Pizza Hut deep dish kind of caramelized. Oh, I love that. But that's not this. But if I'm going to take you for pizza in Baltimore, I'm bringing you here. And if I'm getting a cheesesteak, I haven't found a cheesesteak that's better than the cheesesteak here. Wow. So that's why I'm pimping this as number 9.
Okay.
If I'm doing the official countdown with you.
You also had me like really on the Greek brain, but I can't pick one place because I have like probably...
You love Greek food?
Yeah, but I probably have 3 different options that all serve sort of different...
What do you go for?
So, Be More Greek, like the truck. Yeah.
Never had that. Go ahead.
Oh, yeah. And then...
what do you get on there? Like just a keto or a souvlaki? Or?
I get like the platter with shrimp and rice and salad and pita. And then it's going to be basically the same meal. I don't eat meat, so it's not going to get as interesting. And then plaka. On Eastern,
okay.
Astorario Plaka. They have a beautiful bakery in the front. And one of our family friends, his mother made these delicious Greek desserts. And the bakery there rivals
hers. Kotambiades are my favorite. Like, they're the little cookies with the powdered sugar.
Oh,
and they're made with the almonds, like the almond paste almost.
Yeah.
And I mean, I love baklava. Like, I love Greek desserts. So you're... This is what this show's about, is finding... What's the name of this place? Why do I not know about this? Is it near Ikaros, where it used to be, right on... It's in Greektown.
It's where... You know where there's like Wells Fargo... P-L-A-K...
It's near Wells Fargo. Okay.
Yeah, across the street.
I used to pay my mortgage there
and during
the plague.
And they have like a party space up... It's like you walk in, the bakery feels like you are in Europe. Like it's just gorgeous.
Plaka.
And then
there
there's a whole restaurant. Yeah.
Yeah, okay. It's on the same block where... one of my favorite restaurants called Rio Lispo, which was a Portuguese restaurant. It was on the corner. It was the old Athenian in the 70s. So it's on the same block there. Mm-hmm. They had a Rio de Janeiro 15-foot by 6-foot mural that is on my wall.
Oh.
So I've had that in 5 different places I've lived. I have this grand mural of Rio de Janeiro that came from that block in Greektown.
All right.
Even though it's not Greece, it's Brazil. But it was so I have driven by this Estiatorio Plaka 10,000 times, and I just haven't gone in.
Yeah.
It's 2 doors down from Zorba's. It was where Zorba's was. Mm-hmm. Now, Zorba's always had the lamb chops.
Mm-hmm. Now, well, I won't eat that, but yeah.
That's right. You don't have to do a meat. Okay. I'm going to find...
They have really good gigantes. They have amazing french fries, the Greek salad, the shrimp. I'll eat all that
stuff. Do you eat fish? You eat shrimp? You eat crab cakes?
Yes.
But you don't eat meat?
Yes. Land animals, no.
Why was I the idiot that invited you to a barbecue, a Korean barbecue, and you said yes?
Because I'll eat the vegetarian. I mean, I'll eat the non-meat stuff. I don't get like worried about being with people who eat meat. I don't care about that.
But why would you let me invite you to a steakhouse when you don't eat meat?
Because there are plenty of things that don't...
Are you just that polite?
No, because I knew what that restaurant was. I wanted to go there.
All right.
I think that meat eaters don't understand that, like, those who don't eat meat are, like, totally satisfied when they have the things they like, but they don't have meat.
And they're happy if their husband and their friends will have a good time.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. Good enough. Wendy Brownfine is here. She's a Curio Wellness and Foreign Daughter. Give the elevator speech for what Curio is, what Foreign Daughter is, and anybody out there that may have a stigma about this or tittering about this far along in the game or want to learn more about this, because the one thing, whenever I spend time with you or your family, anytime I'm in a Foreign Daughter, this the seriousness and the science and the wellness part of this and the newness, along with the stigma that it has carried, leads people to come at a different way, at a different pace, with different privacy, with different questions, that maybe they don't even want to take to the internet. You know, they want to see and feel somebody who can help them and have a place they can trust. And that's the thing I feel when I'm in Foreign Daughter. There are people there that are way more educated than I about these topics and are willing to help you out.
Well, thank
and be friendly.
You. So Curio Wellness is a cannabis company. We're here in Maryland. We're also in Missouri. Our products actually just became available in New Jersey as well, and they're soon to come to New York.
I didn't know this.
Yeah.
New Jersey, huh?
Mm-hmm.
All right.
And Foreign Daughter is our retail store. So in Maryland, we sell to virtually every other dispensary in the state. So wherever you are, there are products in those stores. But those stores that we own are called Foreign Daughter.
Why Ray and Robbie and my friend Scott in Harford County use Curio branded products, but they get them at a different dispensary, at a dispensary near you, right?
Yeah.
Literally.
Yeah.
They sell Hershey's ice cream here at Pizza John's. They sell that's the way you think of the Curio brand,
exactly.
Right? Is being, okay, because people do get confused by that when they see you, Curio's got a 10 at BMW. That's the brand, but I saw Foreign Daughter, right?
Right.
So, yeah, okay.
Yeah,
and now Pikesville, of course.
Right. So Pikesville, Timonium, and Elkton is where our stores are. But then, like you said, everywhere around the state. But, yeah, our bent has always been that there is active ingredients in this plant that we can channel into products that can improve quality of life. So I think people do default to thinking about things like flower or vaping, which is something that we make and things you can buy in the dispensary. But it also gets into a whole range of products that are more traditional, like tablets and chews, topicals. I know you and I are both hard on the topicals. So it just really kind of, people come in, we hear what they're trying to solve for, what they're trying to improve, and then we try and place the best product with the person.
They're doing the science. They're doing the wellness. Curio Wellness, Foreign Daughter. When you see them, think of us and our friends in our 27th anniversary year. They've been with us for a number of years, keeping us going. We're trying to keep education going, and you're trying to give away your CFG Bank Arena. You still have the sponsorship down at the arena. It's been it's been a really great couple of years for Baltimore. I think I felt
agree.
That way with the BMW. I felt that way with the crime numbers being down. I feel that way at Mako when I was down there last week. I said Republicans and Democrats getting along better than I would expect, that they're really I get some hope for the state in talking to electeds and non-electeds and the kind of businesses and being out of caves and seeing people trying to like stand up for Baltimore, stand up for Maryland, get the bridge rebuilt. Create a company here, stay here, raise their kids here. I don't know. I'm feeling more bullish about all of this lately.
I agree. I've been bullish for a couple of years now, and I think like we're starting to see the fruits of that.
Well,
labor.
You moved home.
Yeah.
You didn't live here for a period of time, right?
Right. Yeah.
So
I came back here for this. Yeah.
You know, I said this to a friend the other night. We went to dinner at Clavel on 25th. Uh-huh. And my wife's been out of town, and our cat sitter, I wanted to take her out because I'm eating. I need someone to help me eat this food, quite frankly. So she worked out at the hospital. I went down to pick her up, and I took Paring Parkway down, and I cut across like Lake Clifton and by what used to be Sears, which is now the courthouse, and Blacks and Wax. And then I went down Broadway, and then I went back through the city like Madison Monument up toward North Avenue, 25th, and then then back over to, and I'm just driving around, and this was after I was in Mako and after BMWs earlier in the week, and I thought the city's getting better. I mean, I was driving around 4, 5, 6 at night during daylight, looking out. I'm talking trash cleanup problems, people with liens, homeless, just all of it. And I made right turns, left turns. I wasn't trying to avoid anything or whatever. Had the windows down, and I thought, it's getting better. I mean, I felt that in my soul. So I want to say that on the air, but driving around, I do feel like it's getting better.
I would agree. I think it's very different.
All right. Well, we'll get downtown together sometime here, not just for bananas. You know, football season's starting, right? You know, I need a purple shirt.
I know. I got one. I saw them in the closet.
All right. Medium. I might be a large by the end of this tour before it's all over. Wendy Bronfine here from Curio Wellness and Foreign Daughter. Our friends at the Maryland Lottery have said, I have a new sponsor too. GBMC is sponsoring me. I know you're into wellness and Curio and all that, but I haven't had a colonoscopy yet. So I'm trying to get more right about my health care and my physician and the fact that I have, knock on my wood, knock on my head, my wife goes to the doctors enough for a family. You know, my wife's been through everything. She's been to hell and back. And she always says to me, you know, you might want to check in once in a while with a doc, you know? And I'm like, how long has it been? And I'm like,
too long. You're a guy. I don't know why it's so hard to go to the doctor.
Here's where it is, but you rubber gloves, calling, drink the drink, do all. So I had Dr. Oscar on last month talking about the procedure that we're going to talk about that we're not, I don't want to talk about. It's making me uncomfortable. So GBMC's been my hospital of record forever. They really are my hospital. And when I started talking to them about doing segments like I do with you, like I do with Cop, and like we do with the lottery, like we do with a lot of my clients, Leonard Raskin, everybody, she's like, well, like if we do this, you're going to have to come in and like really go to the doctors. And then my wife's like, please sponsor him. Please sponsor him, GBMC. So, well, you love your husband too, right? So you're a pain in his ass about stuff he's got to do that he doesn't want to do.
Totally. And I had in our friend group, my first friend had colonoscopy this year, and we were together before. It was like we were all hanging out, and then
why does everybody brag about it when they get it?
I don't know, but we were all intrigued because we're like, oh, you're the first one, like tell us whatever. So we were hanging out, and then she's like, well, I gotta go because I gotta start drinking the drink, and like whatever time, we're like, okay. And then we were all together.
Somebody says I gotta drink the drink, I know. You know exactly what's happening to them.
But here's the thing, like this was the funniest part. Afterwards she said, okay, so tell us how was it? And the response was 10 out of 10. And we're like, what? And she was like, you know, I love a medically induced nap, and I felt really light and clean after it. I give it a 10 out of 10. And so then I was like, well, it doesn't seem like it's that bad.
I need her number. I need her to be my encouragement the night before. Wendy Braunfein is here. Yes, GBMC is our sponsor. And yes, I'm going to have fun as I march down Charles Street to have my procedure done at some point here this fall. Where's my calendar?
Yeah, you got to make the appointment. Because now everyone's waiting to hear. Like, you take us on the journey.
You're not going to get pictures of everything. That's all I'm going to say. My thanks to Wendy. My thanks to Robbie Leonard. My thanks to the Republican contingent that came out today. Councilman David Marks was here earlier. He's got a newborn child, so he's got the eyelids. Go with J.B. Jennings, who is always kind to me and invites me out to his parties in Ocean City and other places and his hockey events and all that. So, you know, I'm trying with the Republican, Democrat, the East, the West, the Right, the Left. We're all trying to get along here. And I've had a lot of great guests here. And it's all because of people like Wendy Braunfein and her family. Curio Wellness putting us out here, allowing these conversations. Pizza John's hosting them. I've had French fries, cheesesteak, but I have not had any pizza yet. I know. What am I waiting for, right? Here's what I'm going to tell everybody. Get the Hawaiian pizza here. Get the pepperoni added on. And as they said in A Bronx Tale, forget about it after that. Take pizza home. I'm going to send Wendy home with some pizza. My thanks to the Maryland Lottery and everybody for making this week so much fun. We're this close to kickoff, and Luke's out in Owings Mills. We're back for more. We are WNST, AM 1570, Towson, Baltimore. And we never stop talking Baltimore positive.